Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. This was a great gardening week. I'm grateful for the 2 days of rain we've had. I received over a total of nearly an inch of rain over this week. And so we need it so desperately. Central Florida is in a little bit of a drought situation, but hopefully this weekend and next weekend we will catch up. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. I'm telling you, yeah, we buckets of water. So yeah.
And the lightning storm was fantastic.
It was gorgeous. I have to say that because I had to get up and come to work and I'm like, oh, look, flashing lights.
Oh, speaking of coming to work, did you walk outside in the sunshine this morning?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice it? Oh my God, the sun is out. And so, you know, we're revolving around the sun and it's lighter in the morning.
It's so strange. I mean, even, you know, as old as I am, the fact that you wake up one day and it's like bright and sunny. And then, you know, a few months later, it's like, oh, it's pitch black. So it just, my brain still can't process that.
It was a wonderful, we're going to have some good weather this week, enough to get us out of that drought situation. How are your turkey poults?
They are getting so big. They are just crazy. So if anybody...
They're sitting on your shoulder?
Well, no, there was actually... Okay, so we had... Okay, Simon, on our morning show, he said that I had to name one Gerald. Well, there's one that's a little... He absolutely loves me. One of the turkeys absolutely loves me more than the others, and he is my little buddy, so I named him Gerald. Well, we cleaned out the area underneath our cedar trees, and that I made that their turkey run there. And so he sits there on the branch and I sit there beside him and he kind of hangs out with me. And
there you go. And you're gonna eat him?
Yep. Well, you know, it's here's what's funny. Okay, if you guys go to my Instagram, which is Lizzie Said What, Lizzie with an I and an E, you can catch up on there. And so Simon Conway has decided to start a hashtag run of Spare Gerald, hashtag Spare Gerald. And then our listeners, which are totally awesome, are sending in hashtag Gerald tastes good with gravy. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm kind of pulled both ways now.
No pun intended, pull. So that's wonderful. I love it. It's funny. So let's talk about the gardening weather since we are having a little bit of rain. Key West, you're finally getting that chance to have rain. It's hopeful Monday and Tuesday, mid to high 80s, sunny the rest of the week. Great weather. Gardening weather is going to be gorgeous. Your plants are going to be happy. Tampa, you have a chance of rain Sunday and Monday, high 80s and low 90s, mostly sunny for the week. And Central Florida, 40 to 80% chance of rain today through Tuesday. If your irrigation system goes on in the next week, that's going to tell you right there that it's not set properly or you do not have a rain shutoff device, which is mandatory. It is a state law since 1981 that you have a shutoff device on your irrigation system when we've had enough. And I know you're going to say, but Teresa, the banks go, the irrigation go all the time. And I see this going all the time. And my neighbor's irrigation goes all the time. Well, one, they may not have one. But two, it may be broken. Or the other possibility is they didn't have enough rain on that site to shut the rain system down.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
So if they've only got a 16th of an inch and you got a half an inch, theirs is going to go on. Yours is not. So you kind of have to take those into account. But if you see it going on all the time after a lot of rain, then, you know, maybe let your neighbor know.
Nicely.
Maybe let your, you know, bank know nicely that, you know, your irrigation system's coming on and it doesn't need to. So Tom McCubbin checked in and he received 0.54 inches since Monday. And he said his squash and his cucumbers and his beans are finishing up. He's harvesting onions and tomatoes. And the corn will be ready soon. So thanks, Tom. I always enjoy hearing about your beautiful garden. Now, Jim in North Florida, he received 2.25 inches of rain since Monday. His squash and cucumbers and tomatoes are shaping up nicely. And he found his first 2 avocado pears on his tree. And he thinks they're going to survive. Well, Jim, I think they're going to be just fine. Let us know how they grow. But Jim inspired me this week. And so if you do not know what an avocado pear is, then we will be talking about it in the second hour. So North Florida, same old, same old. Rain chances are 50 to 80% through Monday. Then again, cooler weather through the week. Highs in the low 80s and highs in the 60s. and the rain returning next weekend. So enjoy. So why do I talk about the weather and the rainfall? Watering is really, really very, very important. And it causes overwatering, underwatering. Water is always affecting our landscapes through rainfall or through irrigation. And the biggest problem we see in our landscapes is the use of overwatering. And so that's why I let you know how much you're going to be getting. But you could do the same too. Every Sunday I look at the weather for the week and kind of gauge whether or not I need to use my irrigation system. And if not, it just, you know, doesn't go on.
I thought you were just living out your dream of being a meteorologist.
No, that's too funny. I received from Proven Winners the new collection of Hollywood hibiscus. My goodness, they're going to be coming out in the fall. I will post photographs of these beautiful flowers on our Facebook page. I cannot wait for you to see them. They are gorgeous. They only get to be 5 feet tall, so you never have to prune them. They bloom more often. The blooms last longer. Hollywood hibiscus. Ask for it at your garden centers and your nurseries. Coming up, we recently had a discussion on the no-mow month, not necessarily a good thing. We have award-winning garden author Kathy Gents coming on, and she is going to be telling us about a better solution. So if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hey y'all, to elevate any garden, lawn, or flower to grow well, you need a difference maker. This is why I love Black Cow. It provides an all-natural way to improve native soils and gives whatever I'm growing the boost it needs to flourish in many environments. Whether it be your lawn, flower beds, or vegetable garden, with Black Cow, you'll be off to a great start. Whoa, that's some good
Black Cow, the mature manure.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Did you and your family lose Florida Medicaid and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Gents is an award-winning garden co-author of The Urban Gardener with Teresa Spite and author of Ground Cover Revolution. Kathy's the editor of two magazines, Washington Gardener and the International Water Gardening Society. She also hosts the popular podcast Gardener DC podcast. We've had Kathy on in recent years to discuss her books and her water gardening passion, but her mission is to turn black thumbs green. Kathy's here this morning to inspire us once more to help encourage a growing movement in landscape and reducing maintenance. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning.
You
doing
have
great.
A
How about you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. It's really going to be a wonderful weekend for us this weekend. Now, you have a really busy day today, so I'm very excited that you're going to be out and about in Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. But I wanted to bring you on because last month, I spoke to Benjamin Voke of the Monarch Gardens. He's an award-winning author, too, like you, and a landscape design firm. He designs prairie meadows, and we talked about the no-mow May. And it's not for everyone, and if it's not done correctly, it can lead to issues. So when I saw your collaboration with, you know, American Meadows, I knew I had to have you back on to talk about Reduce Your Lawn Day. So what made you take up this banner to go down this path of no lawn maintenance or lower, you know, sizes for lawns? What was it about that that appealed to you?
Well, I wrote Ground Cover Revolution that came out last year, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so I have a passion for ground covers and reducing lawns and replacing them with better choices. And I started to think about what could motivate people to, you know, reduce their lawn, not necessarily take it all away. So if you still wanted the area for your children to play or your HOA mandated a lawn area, we were just talking about a way to motivate people to do small steps and increments to get that lawn reduced.
And so when is Reduce Your Lawn Day?
So it's the first annual one is coming up this Monday, May 20th, and then it will be every May 20th after that.
Okay, and so what kind of steps should somebody do to start implementing reducing the amount of lawn and turf that they have?
I think your biggest step, of course, is just to start evaluating. And that's really what Reduce Your Lawn Day is about. You know, I'm not saying get out there with a shovel that first day, but take a few minutes on Reduce Your Lawn Day to walk your property and say, does this need to be turf grass? Does this need to be lawn? So, and Reduce Your Lawn Day is not just aimed at homeowners. It's also at, you know, churches, businesses, any place that might have a lawn that the only time it's stepped on is when it's maintained, when it's mowed. So if you're not using it for any other purposes, then that's an area that's ripe for substitution.
Right, and especially if they're, you know, using a lot of water to keep it alive and they're putting fertilizer on it, and it's a high maintenance area. And there are some turfs like Bahia grass or some parking lots that they use grass that don't have, they're not watering or, you know, maintaining. And that's okay. That's a better environment than asphalt. But the higher maintenance, that's important. So what can homeowners plant besides turf?
So they can look at, of course, the right plant, right place principle. So you're going to evaluate, is it shady? Is it sunny? Is it wet? Is it dry? And then find the appropriate ground cover choice for that. And, you know, my book can assist with that ground cover revolution. But you can also look beyond ground covers and think about, it could be a food garden, it could be a mini meadow, it could be a little pollinator garden, could be a shrub border. So think about the other possibilities for the landscape that could be there.
Those are really great ideas. And because I was going to ask about, you know, how can having no turf or having a smaller lawn be beneficial to nature? And what's what's your thoughts on that?
Well, almost all ground cover choices or other plant choices besides turf grasses are going to have flowers. So right there, you're probably benefiting the pollinators. A lot of them might have seed heads for our birds and migratory birds. And then, of course, other sources of shade or protection for wildlife. So almost all of those are going to be more beneficial for wildlife than just a straight lawn.
And so you mentioned HOAs, and those are very important. Mm-hmm. And there's reasons why HOAs have strict laws for their communities. And that's fine if you don't want to live in an HOA or follow the rules, you can, you know, buy private property. But how can a HOA resident reduce their lawn? What would you suggest that they do?
So they can first look at the actual documents and then see if there's a way that they can just have maybe a circle of lawn in the front, surrounded by a shrub or a perennial border or other plantings. So, and that's one way to just reduce it or shrink it down, because sometimes it's a percentage, right?
Right.
And sometimes it's just the front, so that, you know, your full back or side yard could be, again, edibles, prairie meadow, whatever you like. So look at those actual documents. My second thing is, I'm a big believer, as you know, Teresa, in being an activist.
Yeah.
So I would say, join that HOA board, you know, be the one making those rules and regulations so that you can get that changed if somebody does want to go with a more environmentally friendly landscape than a turf grass lawn.
That is such an important advice right there. I love that. Okay, now, so, but just having, taking your turf away and just having like a large area of mulch, that's not necessarily what we're talking about, is it?
No, the only way I would say that would be, you know, if it was a dog run or under playground equipment.
Yeah.
But
no,
otherwise, you're causing an erosion control problem, and that's not really helping anything.
I agree. So removing sod and scraping the dirt can cause other issues, though, too, because usually, and I try and explain this to my clients, when we take out and add borders and things, sedge pops up right away because we're bringing those weeds to the surface. How should you control the weeds?
So you are going to have weeds popping up because you are, as you're saying, disturbing the weed seed bank in the soil. So first you want to apply, plant into it either plugs or your seeds directly. You know, have a plan for replacement right away before you pull up your turf. And then mulch around it, you know, your plantings, and then you're just going to have to be vigilant for that.
Right. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So now you are collaborating with Reduce Your Lawn Day with the wonderful, wonderful company American Meadows. Tell us about American Meadows and what you're doing with them.
Yeah, so American Meadows started as a seed company, and they're in Vermont, and then they have now a couple locations across the U.S., and they've expanded to plant sales, and so they're a great company. They're very environmentally friendly, and I reached out to them because their co-owner, Mike Lazat, wrote a book called Mini Meadows, and I met Mike through GardenCom, which is how we know each other, Teresa.
Exactly.
Through the Garden Communicators Association. And I asked Mike and his team if they would be interested in partnering for this Reduce Your Lawn Day, because I thought it was a natural win-win for all of us. And they said yes immediately, which I was so gratified to hear.
That's wonderful.
And they've been wonderful to work with.
Oh, that's amazing. So American Meadows, and that's AmericanMeadows.com. You can see, and they do have wonderful seed supplies there. Wonderful. So now your award-winning book, Ground Cover Revolution. So how can people find out and get your book?
So anywhere that you buy books, you can get it. I recommend bookshop.org online because a percentage of that sale goes to your independent bookstore. But of course, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, all of those good places.
That's wonderful. Now, so we have 1 minute left. How can you find out more about Washington Garden, your podcast and your magazine, and where can people reach you?
Sure. So my podcast is Garden DC. You can listen to it wherever you get podcasts, so Spotify, Apple, YouTube, etc. And I'm at washingtongardener.blogspot.com, where you can find out more about the magazine, Washington Gardener, and that's aimed at the Mid-Atlantic, Washington, D.C. area, Zone 6-7. But, you know, everybody's welcome.
Well, we have a lot of people who live, you know, they go back and forth, snowbirds and things like that.
Of course. And then friends and children and whoever else you want to gift a subscription to. And then I'm on social media as WDC Gardener at Twitter, Instagram, etc. So happy to have followers. I share a garden tip of the day on most of my social media channels.
That's wonderful. Yeah, it's this is early in the morning for you. I do appreciate it. You've got a hectic schedule in front of you today. What are you doing today?
So I'm going to be hosting a booth at the Big Spring Plant Sale at Green Spring Gardens in Annandale, Virginia. And it's a great festival full of plant vendors, and I can't wait to get out there.
There you go. Well, enjoy your day, Kathy. Thank you so much for coming on. I certainly appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. That's Kathy Jen. She is the editor of the Washington Gardener Magazine and the International Water Society Magazine. And I mean, she's just wonderful, but her two books, The Urban Gardener and The Ground Cover Revolution, can help reduce your lawn day, which is May 20th.
I am sure that my husband, Shrek, which that's what we call him, probably didn't catch that because he likes to mow. But I'm thinking, what a great idea. We can actually get rid of our lawn in mowing time by, you know, creating this.
Yeah, but even the meadow with mm-hmm. your large property and
yes.
stuff like that. And so we'll be talking about that over the next few months because you want to plant your wildflower meadow seeds mm-hmm. in the fall. And so we can plant them. And then next year you just have all these wonderful wildflowers coming up.
It was funny because I felt so smart. I was like, babe, it's like you see all those flowers. And he's like, yeah. And I go, they planted them in the fall. And he goes, what? And we used to own a lawn service. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
There you go. So a big thank you to Kathy Jens. I certainly appreciate it. Now is the time for everyone who has gardening questions. Let us know what's going on in your garden or call us with a problem that you're having. No problem is too small or silly. And you can give Lizzie a call at 888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. So this is May. What can you be doing in your vegetable and fruit orchard right now? Well, you want to make sure that you're keeping your bananas and papaya moist. And as we get more rainfall, that's going to be a little bit easier. But you also want to feed monthly to have flowers by late summer so that you have fruit to harvest. You want to give your citrus and grapes and other fruits a late spring feeding. Right now is fine. You can just use the balanced fertilizer, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And then also, too, you can prune your blackberries and your blueberries when your fruiting is over. So when you harvest everything, there is no more. You can go ahead and you can prune them back. You want to also, too, feed your vegetable plantings monthly. Again, a 666-888-10-10-10. Always follow the label. And then control fruit worms and leaf spots on vegetables with natural sprays as needed. You can control aphids feeding on your new shoots in your fruit trees with an insecticidal soap spray. And then the biggie that you need to do this month is buy your seeds now for your vegetable garden and anything that you want to grow in the fall, because the seed displays, they get removed during the summertime or they're all sold out. So go ahead and get what you would like for your fall garden now, and that will help you on the way. Let's go to Gary in Palm Bay. Good morning, Gary. How can I help you?
I've got a couple of small key limes that I started in a pot. They're about a foot high.
Uh-huh.
And I know they got citrus leaf miners, and I've used neem oil on it and stuff, but they're attacking mostly the new leaf growth.
Right. Well, the
and I didn't want to buy a big bottle of anything just to.
Well, yeah. The leaf miners are not going to damage the, a small tree, just an individual homeowner's tree. So usually it's a bigger deal in production in orchards and groves and things like that. But so how tall is your key lime?
They're about a foot and a half. I started them from seeds.
Yeah. I would go ahead and just, on a regular basis, maybe, every new flush of growth, go ahead and use the neem oil on it just to make sure, just to prevent it, because it's still quite little and it needs all of the leaf, foliage to grow. So it goes through photosynthesis. So I would use it just do it in a flush right as you're getting new growth and it'll help it out.
What, on every month or every 2 weeks?
Well, it just depends on how often you get new leaf growth, because the leaf miners, they're coming out now. Also, too, let's talk about where your plant is. Do you have any light sources outside where it is?
It's sitting on the driveway. I have a bunch of herbs and stuff I grow on there, so I don't put it on the grass or anything.
No, I'm talking about light sources at night. Do you have a street light? Do you have an outside light? Nothing.
No.
It's completely dark.
Dark as night here where I'm at.
Okay. Well, because moths, leaf miner is a type of moth, and so if you're getting moths and you have the light sources outside, you're kind of attracting them to your key lime.
Okay.
So I would just keep looking at it, watch the flush, make sure you're giving it keeping it healthy, fertilizing it on a regular basis. It should be fine. It's not going to do any damage to the key lime itself if you don't get too many of them.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Gary. Thank you for calling. I appreciate him growing key limes from seed.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's a hard job.
Yeah. Well,
it really is.
You got to be patient. You got to be patient. And that's great. I love that. Okay. So Carol in Lakeland, we got to settle a husband-wife dispute.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. We're going to bring peace to the home. And she says, we have a huge garden of plants and shrubs. Go, Carol. That's great. We put down a lot of mulch. My husband and I disagree on the depth. I worry if we put down more than 4 inches, the water can't get to the plants. Can you put down too much mulch? And the answer is yes. Okay. You only want to use 3 inches to 4 inches. And you want to keep everything away from the base of the plants, okay? Now, when we say too much and you're watering, it's not that it doesn't get down to the roots. It's that the bark or whatever mulch you have is going to absorb the water, and it's going to evaporate, not get into the ground. So you only need 3 to 4 inches to keep the light from germinating seeds, okay? And weed seeds is what I mean. And so 3 to 4 inches is fine. And you don't want to put down more than that. And you certainly don't want to do volcano mulch. It just looks horrible. And it's not necessary. I was at a house yesterday, client's house, and the builders across the street, they were putting 5 to 6 inches of mulch all the way around in a big volcanic pile all around the trees. And it's not necessary. Mm. And it can lead to, rotting bark. And, other disease issues and stuff. So 3 to 4 inches is fine. Keep the mulch away from the trunk of the plants and shrubs, and you'll be just fine. So, Carol, keep up the good work. That's wonderful. And so Jean said, she's from Melbourne, is it too late to get rid of crabgrass? And not if you hand pull it, but it's really not necessary. It's kind of green right now, so just go ahead and mow it. You take care of weeds, crabgrass, before you get them. That's the easiest way to do that. And then to prevent that, you put down a preventative, you know, in late December, early January, if we're having a warm winter, January to February, if we're having a cold winter. And so during the summertime, you do not want to use herbicides, especially when we're in drought situations and we're not getting the rainfall. One, you never should use an herbicide when the temperatures are 85 degrees or more. And that's the entire state of Florida right now, except for little parts of northern Florida this week. But temperatures of 85 degrees or more, if you look at the label, it will say do not use this during when your temperatures are over 85 degrees. And the reason is that it's so hot, the weeds are going to grow. It's not going to really damage them. It may kind of, you know, dampen them. That may kind of deter them, kind of kill the top off, but it's not going to get really to the source of the weed. And it's going to damage your grass. Your grasses, your turf is going to be more susceptible to herbicide damage. Okay, so no herbicides during the summertime. Just let it go right now, Gene. And in the fall, you can put down an herbicide to get rid of it and then put it down a pre-emergent next winter.
All right, well, we're going to break here, but I have a question for you.
Sure.
All right. I know somebody who used too much fertilizer concentrate, and what should you do?
Actually, the rain and watering it will be good. You want to kind of leach it out. So give the plant water and hope for the best. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know how to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the best way to condition the soil. Black Cow is all natural, and it's the best fertilizer, with 10 times more manure and 10 times more nutrients than the other guys. Pick up the bright yellow bag today.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. This National Safe Boating Week, make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistler horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items to have prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Quality Green Specialists has the plants, products, and friendly expert advice to keep your garden healthy and bountiful. Quality Green has thousands of plants, trees, flowers, herbs, vegetables, and more. Plus, high-quality organic-based fertilizers, products, even comprehensive soil testing. Visit DLand's beautiful nursery and fine fertilizer store. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Top quality plants. Sustainable gardening products. Friendly expert advice.
Honey, I've got some great news.
Fix the sink?
No.
Clean the garage?
No.
Cut the grass?
I know what to do with our old boat. The Florida Vessel Turn-In Program, or VTIP, accepts vessels at risk of becoming derelict. Since we're titled owners and got a citation and warning from law enforcement, we can have it removed at no cost before it becomes derelict.
Great. Now about that other stuff.
Shh. First, boat.
Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, go to FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com.
May is National Foster Care Month, celebrating the contributions of all foster parents. Thank you to all foster parents for the sacrifices you make on behalf of children and families. We are the National Youth Advocate Program, and we believe families belong together. When safety concerns arise and youth need a temporary home, we provide loving, nurturing foster homes to help support families until they can reunite. Are you ready to open your heart and home to youth in need? Visit fostercareinfo.org to learn more now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to send us a text message, 23680 will get you right to us and we'll respond. Perfect text message is your name and your city. That will help me with your location. Also, too, if you'd like to go to our Facebook page and like us, we will respond and we appreciate it. But Lizzie, last week, the show didn't get up. We had technical issues last week.
Technology is fun. It's the best. We just can't live without it. And I wanted to smash my head into this monitor every time. Poor Teresa, she's being so polite. She's like, it's still, the podcast hasn't come through yet. And I'm just like,
So we will be posting four shows today, 4 hours today, and we will get that up. And if you missed last week's show on National Public Gardens and our wonderful, wonderful different gardens that we have here in Florida, you will love the show. So check that out. It will be posted today, I promise. And so we'll check it out and see. Hopefully the technology will work this week. I love it. Yeah, I had computer issues last week too. And so that was hard. And so Howie texted in and said that, you know, spinosad is also good for leaf miners, and it is. You can use neem oil and spinosad to get rid of or to prevent a leaf miner damage. You just want to make sure that you use the oil during the early part of the morning hours or later on in the later at night. And then that way, if you use oil in during the heat of the day with these temperatures, it could cause damages. But both spinosad and neem oil work. And so we do appreciate that. So daylilies, this week I was talking to a client and she was really surprised that daylilies grow here in Florida. She said, I never see anybody growing any. But daylilies are wonderful here. In fact, we have in the state of Florida a lot of American daylily societies. Daylilies do very well here. They do need a little bit of moisture. So you need to use some good mesic soils that hold on to the moisture, full sun. They also bloom in the shade, though, here as well. So daylilies do very well here. What other kind of bulbs can you be planting? Well, you can be planting agapanthus, alocasias, and spider lilies, amaryllis. You can put your amaryllis right in the ground outside in your yard that you got for Christmas, and it will do lovely. Blackberry lilies, blood lilies, and bulbines, and caladiums. All the caladiums that I see coming up now, they're just gorgeous. Cannas are doing wonderful. Crinums and crocosmia. If you don't know what crocosmia is, Google it. I'll post a picture on Facebook today. Got to make a note of that. Crocosmias. I think the world should have more crocosmias, and so that would be lovely. Colocasias and Eucharis lily. Gladiolas. I've got some gladiola bulbs to get into my garden this week. Gloriosa lilies and hurricane lilies. They're really quite sweet. Peacock ginger, society garlic, rain lilies. My yard was all blooming this week with rain lilies from the rain last week.
Oh, I bet.
Do you have any rain lilies?
No.
I will bring you some next week.
I'm so excited.
I will bring you rain lilies. The yellow ones remind me of crocuses.
Oh, okay.
And so right now my white ones and pink ones are blooming. Yellow rain lilies, they bloom a little bit more towards August. With the rain. And then spider lilies and St. Bernard lilies. So we can grow bulbs here too, just like up north. They're just a different type of bulb. Nick in Winter Park says, my cactus plant grew really fast, and then I had to move it out from underneath my tiki hut before it hit the roof. I took it outside, and the wind blew, and it bent it in half, and it won't stay straight anymore. Is it going to die? And how much am I supposed to water a cactus? Thank you. Well, Nick, that's a really good question. You can keep it upright by using a stake, okay? And you can just very lightly wire it around a stake and hold it straight up. It will recover. It shouldn't kill it. And then watering, it depends on how big it is and if it's in a pot. But I would say rainfall is fine if it's outside. Just give it rainfall. You don't need to water it any more than that. If it's in your house or on a patio, I would say once a month. It'd give it water, and then no more than that, and it will be just fine. Okay, great, great, great question.
And if you're looking for some daylilies, you can visit one of our sponsors, Peterson's Nursery, because Howie just texted me and said that they have some daylilies in stock.
There you go. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Howie. That's great to know. And so I am looking for my gardening questions. I have gardening questions
here. What? No way.
I do. I have gardening questions
here. No way.
And I can't find
I'm
it.
Surprised that you didn't ask how I over-fertilized my stuff, because I literally...
Well, I didn't want to blame you. I didn't want to blame you. How did you over-fertilize?
Okay, so the cap was kind of stuck on it. Uh-huh. So then I was like, all right. And I thought I'd cleared all the gook in it whenever I went to squeeze it, because uh-huh. I used the fish one, and uh-huh. it goes, and I squeezed it, and it blip every, like...
Yeah, just keep it watered real well. Just saturate it.
Okay.
It'll be just fine. And I thank you for coming out. And saying that you
guys, listeners, I'm telling you, I will mess something up in a
heartbeat.
Well,
I will tell you, see, there's no really difference. We, because, master gardeners and gardeners and professionals, we lose plants all the time.
Right.
We do. Our plants die and we neglect them and we don't fertilize them too. We're just busy. But the difference between us and the homeowner who doesn't know anything about plants is we know why they died.
It's kind of like, I need to hide this. I need to bury it quick.
We know why it died. We're going, I should have done this. I should have done that. So Carolyn Tallahassee, she has a cactus question too. She's had a seed pod on it since last summer, but it's blooming now. She says, isn't May an odd time to bloom? And I said, well, Carol, Christmas cactus tend to bloom when the temperatures are low and the nights are long. However, if the cactus is kept in a dark or shady spot, and then experiences a cooler spring, it might be confused about the season and bloom in at another time. So Christmas cactuses can bloom at Easter time or Thanksgiving along with Christmas. So I looked at Tallahassee's weather for March, and Carol, you had approximately 6 days of rain and 25 days of overcast conditions. And then the temperatures averaged 73 degrees. So I think the weather could have thought that, you're going from spring to warmer temperatures in the summertime. And so that's what encouraged it to bloom other than that. Now, the other possibility is that you fertilized it and you gave it the oomph that it needed to just produce blooms. And so that could have been it. Or it could have thought, maybe you didn't water it at all and it started to flower so that it could produce seeds and survive. So plants have a really, unique ability to understand what's going on. And if they think that they're not going to survive, they'll start to flower and produce seeds and those big seed pods. So that's a really great question. I certainly appreciate that. 1-888-455-2967. We're going to the end of our first hour. Check out our Facebook page, like us, and then you can write questions that. And then send us your beautiful photographs. We'd love to help you and ooh and aah over your flowers. Let's go to Lewis in Orlando. Good morning, Lewis. Lois. I'm sorry. Lois.
It's me, 100%.
Lois, how can I help you?
I have a question. Scalapia, the milkweed. I've been told that the non-native is dangerous to the butterfly and I should pull them all up.
Yes. That has been the trend that's been going around. The conversation's been going around for a few months. If you go back a couple of weeks on our podcast, you'll hear the discussion about whether you should pull it out or not. And what they're suggesting is that you cut it back so that it doesn't keep flowering. All right. And so that's your option to do. They're also saying that you should pull out the native milkweeds, and we don't recommend that. Okay. So, I'm not that big on it. I think that if you want to grow milkweed, you can just grow milkweed. I know that sounds bad, but I think you're just fine. Okay?
I don't have enough. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll wait until they really come up with a very positive answer.
Exactly. I would just say, you know, yeah. say, let's get some more information on it. Let's get the science on it and then do it. Okay? Yeah. How many milkweed plants do you have?
Well, but I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever they pop up, I let them be.
There you go. You know? I think that's just fine. I'm not a big fan of it.
Right. And if you go to our website, betterlawns.com, and you search under blog, you'll see, please don't remove milkweed until you hear from Joyce of why and why not.
Right. Exactly. So good question, Lois. Thank you so much. But you can hear the podcast, and we explain it all. And we talked to some experts on it as well. Joyce Semcel is in charge of the Florida Monarch Project down in South Florida, and she has some things to say. And I also checked with our friend, Dr. Gary Bachman, too. And, you know, just cut it back if it gets to be too much and let the monarchs migrate. There's some monarchs that don't migrate. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much for the phone call. I'd like to thank Kathy Gents for the Reduce Your Lawn Day. Check out Washington Gardener Magazine and then also Gardening DC podcast. She's wonderful. And she is just an avid gardener and loves to share information. Reduce the size of your turf. Don't get rid of all of it if you need to have it, but reduce the size. Add, you know, 1 to 2 feet more on your garden beds. And that way you're not going to have so much work. And it's, you know, it will look much prettier. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Go to betterlawns.com, and you can catch all of our podcasts there, betterlawns.com.
My buddy and I left early that morning, no different than any other time we've been fishing together. Loaded our gear and headed out to our favorite spot. Sky was getting dark, but we were just catching so many fish. Yeah, now we had life jackets on board, but we could swim, so we never wore them. Then the wind and the waves picked up. We started taking on water. Engine quit. And split, and we were in the water. I lost my best friend that day. It's National Safe Boating Week. Good time to start wearing your life jacket every second you're on the water. Visit myfwc.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.